Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about something, this segment, that I'd like to tell you a little bit about. You know, the maxim is one of the most interesting of expressions, because it's in the definition of the maxim, we find both truth and consequences. Webster says a maxim is a generally accepted truth. But that makes it sound like we voted on it, doesn't it? Shouldn't the truth be beyond debate? Well, that's why something is a maxim. It's merely generally accepted as the truth. And therein lies the consequences, especially for small businesses. The best example of a maxim to me for a small business is this one. It's lonely at the top. You know about that, don't you, small business owners? You don't feel like you're on top, but you do feel lonely sometimes, don't you? Sometimes you feel all alone. But here's my question to you. Must it be lonely at the top? Well, as I said, you and I know all about being lonely. Even though being atop a small business isn't very high in the greater marketplace. But no Fortune 500 CEO can move the loneliness meter as far as we can. And so you don't have to be atop a big company to know what it's like to have an atomic blast of lonely at the top. But small business loneliness is self-imposed. It's a self-imposed exile that we don't have to accept as the truth. Most maxims, if you think about it, you'll start paying attention more. You'll start recognizing now that we've talked about it today, like everything else. You know, once you hear about it and you hear somebody dwelling on it a little bit, you'll start picking them up more. You'll start paying more attention to these. But maxims, for the most part, are harmless, unless they're actually untrue. Now think about that. What are some maxims that you know that you've come to generally accept as the truth? What are some things about life, about whatever it may be, about business, whatever, that you have come to accept as the general, as the truth, when the truth is it may not be true? Well, small business loneliness is a phenomenon that can produce dangerous lies, and sometimes, you know, they sound like maxims, but because you think that they're true, but they're actually lies. And here are five examples. Lie number one, I'm supposed to know how to do this. Lie number two, I shouldn't ask for help because I'm the only one with this problem. Lie number three, admitting I have a problem makes me appear ignorant and uncompetitive. Lie number four, I don't know anyone who can help me. Lie number five, even if I found someone to advise me, I can't afford it. Now, when you allow any of these lies to become maxims, meaning generally accepted as the truth, the consequences can be maximum failure. In the 16th chapter of Proverbs, King Solomon coined a maxim that should be prominently displayed, in my opinion, in every business owner's office. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with advisors, they succeed. So I'd like to talk to you about that. I'd like to help you get over this lonely at the top thing. I'd like to help you get rid of these lies, these five lies I just gave you. I'd like to help you get rid of the maxims that are actually lies that make you believe that you're destined to be lonely at the top. And I especially want to do that now in this economy that we have right now. Folks, I want you to get out of your house. I want you to get out of your building, out of your office, off your property, and go get some help. Go ask people for help, for advice. And here are some of the places you can go. And they range anywhere from free to a small fee. Or maybe a little more than a fee, but I'll let you decide. Here are the no-cost ones. They're local peer-to-peer mastermind groups. Small little groups of people, business people who get together once a week. I joined one over 30 years ago and was a member for a long time. Cost you nothing but the breakfast or the lunch, whatever. Plus, small business development centers will help you for free. Small business development centers are typically associated with a local college or university. Also, there's SCORE. Look up your local SCORE chapter. These are people, both of these groups, SBDCs and SCORE, both are people who will help you with your business issues for free, and they'll do a good job. So you don't have to be lonely at the top. They can help you. Here's from $0 to $250, let's say, a year. And that's an approximate number. Your Chamber of Commerce, you know how much I encourage you to join your Chamber of Commerce. But don't just join. Don't just write them a check. Become part of the group. Become part of the community. Be involved in your chamber. You'll get a lot out of it. I promise you. Continuing ed classes you can take. And your industry trade group. You should be involved in your industry trade group. That won't cost you that much money to do that. Here's where a little more budget's required. Consultants. I used to be a consultant to small businesses. You had to pay me so much an hour if you wanted me to consult with you. But you didn't have to adopt me. You could rent me. So you can decide, you can get a budget on what that costs you. Peer groups, franchise peer groups, official ones like Vistage or Alternative Board. Those are all good places to go. That'll cost you a little money, but you'll be around other people like you, and you'll find out that you aren't the only one who has these problems. So think about that, folks. It's lonely at the top, and those five lies get maximum status only if you accept them. Since you didn't get where you are today by being a conformist, why start now? So listen to the wise man and seek counsel. Otherwise, you'll become painfully acquainted with another maxim in Proverbs 16. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Here's my last thought, folks. Abandon the exile. Lose the martyr act. Get out of your building and get help. Ask for help. It's out there. A lot of it is free. Don't be lonely at the top. You don't have to be. Think about that. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I got another topic I want to talk to you about. I think that will help you. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.